Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my wonderful co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone. On this
intense day, by the way.
Oh, my gosh, I know. Every time the sun goes into Aries, right, I can so feel the difference.
Oh, that must be what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The astrological
didn't think about
new
that.
Year. No, it's the brand new year for
well, it's all that frenetic energy I feel. It's like, oh. Okay, so.
So here we go.
Anyway, tonight's show, March 20th, 2014, we are live. And your questions are always welcome. You can email them in to Dear Squirrel. She has her handy-dandy computer there, I hope.
Yes, I do. So please send me your questions. I am looking.
Okay. A squirrel, give your email address, honey.
It's squirrel, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, at WYOM.net.
Perfect. All right, tonight's show, The Art of Intention. Yes, there is an art to intentions, and they must come from the heart, but there's more, far more. Look at successful people, and you'll see that they had strong intentions for what they wanted to create, and they were committed to their intentions. It colored their lives, their careers, and their destinies. Oftentimes, not their marriages. There's an art to intentions. And they must come from the heart as well as from will and desire. Your desire is imperative, but more than desire are the blocks that keep you from creating your desires. What blocks your reality creation? What are not only the beliefs that get in the way of creating them, but also the emotional blockages that separate you from what you say you want and intend? Let's explore the art of intention. Just a little nuance can make a huge difference in what you can create. And of course the team will be with us tonight. I don't know for how long I'm pretty wiped out today, I'm telling you.
Are you overtalked, do you think?
What?
Are you overtalked?
I'm overtalked and my dog got out and I had to chase her screaming down the street because I'm on a curve and she's just a little itty bitty thing. She weighs like 6 pounds and cars come whipping around here and she went right for the street. The gardener left the gate open, so, oh, I wasn't happy.
But she's safe.
Anyway,
now, right?
Squirrel, I know you've got an astrology reporter five.
I do, because today, okay, so today is the equinox. You know, we're officially into spring. Half the day is daylight and half the day is nighttime, so we are in a period of balance. So anyway, we are also in this interesting period of coming out of the shadow of the recent Mercury retrograde, which means that Mercury is now moving into an area where it was not before it went into retrograde. So that's what the shadow is. And this comes from Elizabeth Peru, and she writes, since like January, we have been under the influence of Mercury's retrospective look through our life. Over the next 24 hours, this long period completes and all personal communication can free up. What have you learned about yourself since January? So here we are, you know, here we are, we're almost at the end of March. Are you able to clearly articulate who you are and what you are to the world around you? So we are talking about overhauling and being the authentic you. And if you are holding in your truth and not expressing and acting on what makes you feel good and what you are, why are you holding it in? Most people do so from fear of not being understood, of being rejected or judged, fear of making mistakes, fear of standing out, and perhaps having to go it alone, fear of the unexpected and the future, and importantly, perhaps from not trusting that they themselves are all that they will ever need. I do. I know. I admit. Jackie and I talk about this. I have huge trust issues. So, okay.
We'll talk about that at the end when we get to emotional blocks, which I didn't even get time to type up. But it was a perfect conversation before the show.
Anyway, so there's a little bit more. So fear comes from the
unknown. Yes, of course. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, so she goes on to say that fear comes from the unknown. The unknown is a way of life. When we delve into the deeper mysteries of life, into the unknown, to the physical, into the soul, into the invisible realms, to the physical, we open up the gateway of truth, and love comes forth. Love is the true essence of the universe, the very fabric. We tend to attach physical expressions to the word love, but the love I'm speaking of is what you are made of, the light being. Our physical body is made of trillions of vibrating cells, and our light body, which creates our physical body, is made of infinite vibrations of light and love. So to be authentic, we need to make decisions that others will not understand. The thing is, when we are coming from our integrity, we can follow through, and those around us become very accepting over time as well. So as equinox peaks right now, come from your personal integrity. Act on the true being you are. Let that love flow and follow through. Do it for you. Step by step is the way. We all understand who you are, for we are the same.
Good one. You got more?
That's it.
Geez, you sent out some great ones this week.
This week's been pretty intense. Yeah, I know. I hope everybody's been able to get those, and if they haven't, please let me know.
Now, aren't we coming into like a grand cross?
That's going to be in April. We're moving up into that aspect.
Oh, zippity doo dah.
Zippity yay! My oh my! it's true,
okay.
Yeah, no. But this equinox, I think, I don't know about you, I could feel the upsurge of energy just moving into today, and really coming out of the shadow of Mercury. That's been a long one. That's been a really, really.
Well,
long
that
one.
Must be why I'm vibrating all over.
Yeah, so communication should start to open up. I mean, maybe you're feeling that even, maybe even the team's feeling it through you. I don't know. Maybe they'll tell us.
If you talk to the team would tell you they'd like me to be less crazed.
That might come up tonight. We'll let you know.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so intentions. Let's talk about intentions. From almost the very beginning of this work with the team, we, the team and I, decided that it was important to have written intentions. It's more than just people saying what they intended. It made them think about what they intended to create in their lives and what they desired to heal in their lives. And in the beginning of this work, it was a wild time. I did sessions in my home, and people just somehow found me. I had no website, nothing. I just moved to Las Vegas literally within 2 weeks. I had people coming for sessions, and that 2 weeks was spent unpacking, hanging pictures, et cetera, et cetera. But the team said it would, and it did. It all happened so fast that there was no forethought to anything. I just began doing sessions. I mean, this all happened in a matter of, I met Adrian in February, and I was in Las Vegas by March.
Give us the year. What year is this now?
2004.
Okay. Thank you.
And so, I mean, it was just boom, boom. Team wanted me to move to Vegas. You know, they had already picked out a house. They were already building the clinic. You know, it was just insane. So, needless to say, I found everything. But it was pretty wild. And it, certainly, I had no idea that I would be doing this work. None. So... things were a little crazy, and then there was just too much being done without requesting. That was my main concern. In the beginning, you know, literally the healing room was all glass, and I could see all the equipment and all the tables where they split your bodies. And their huge computer system, and there'd be like this elevator thing that would come down right in, because the clinic was in another dimension, but the room I was in met up with that dimension. So it literally kind of suspended above the house. It was the weirdest thing. This glass room was there waiting for me. I mean, they really put a lot of forethought into it. And then this, like, elevator of energy, it would be the best way for me to describe it, would come down before a session, and the doors would open, and all these beings would come out. And they, it was like a cartoon. They were like everything you can imagine, including just a beam of light, you know, moving along. It was wild, and those were just the observers. And it was crazy.
It's like Star Trek, you know?
Oh, it was absolutely. It was a funny Star Trek. Without requesting, people were becoming psychic in one session. And I know it sounds great, but they didn't ask for it, and they weren't ready for it. One woman came to my door after hours and said, she knocked on my door. This is somebody I had met. And she said, look, there's light coming out of my hands, and I'm psychic. And she was just beside herself. And that was after one session. And she said, what do I do with this? I'm an attorney. You know, she felt like she was going crazy. And so, you know, it was like, oh, great. You know, there's this. So I was shocked, and I felt terrible. And, you know, I realized that we were going way too far too fast. Another woman's hair turned to its natural color, and I had a couple of those, like, just started growing immediately after her session out in her natural color. She went from gray back to natural. And unfortunately, in that case, it went to her ego, and, you know, I no longer was dealing with this very nice, open woman. She just kind of felt so special that she came from a place of entitlement. And she also didn't ask for that. And then there were the postmenopausal women who began menstruating again, who I know they were ready to kill me.
What happened to all these people?
Well, they were in the first range. And I was convinced someone was going to egg my house or worse. And, I mean, some of the things that happened, I was doing a session that I had in Las Vegas. Okay, now we're talking... It's not cold. I have a hailstorm only over my house. And, you know, I did a session on this same woman's boyfriend in Florida, and he had a hailstorm over his house. He was in Florida, mind you, around Miami. And it was just over his house. I mean, I was just having phenomena all over the place. You know, it was just crazy.
So the possibilities are there, though, even though it was too much too soon for some.
Well, hang in here, though, because some people were instantly healed of various physical problems while others were not. And my big concern is I didn't understand why. What I recognized was that people who were instantly healed didn't participate in the healing, and they didn't change their consciousness. And that was a big flag to me. You know, what is the point of just healing physical illness? I know it sounds like a good idea, but it's like giving everybody $1 million. Okay? Most people are going to blow it. You see it with lottery winners all the time. Okay? And, you know, it's like you're overriding, and that's kind of how I started to feel. I mean, it was wonderful and it was beautiful. But I wasn't seeing it that way. I was seeing the way people were responding. And so please, you know, don't misunderstand. I care about people. I love people. But without healing the very issues that created the illness, I was convinced it would eventually return. And sure enough, I started getting calls from some of Adrian's clients out of Europe. Who had been healed and then were starting to get symptoms back. I didn't channel at the time, and although I could see them and see the equipment and watch what was going on, I really didn't want to be another Jesus. I mean, this was not an exciting idea to me. And it also didn't feel like what I came to do. You know, I've never been one to say I want to be this, okay? And so I knew there had to be a way to help people to grow and heal not only their physical bodies, but heal their emotional bodies. And they needed to be participating. There needed to be participation by the person. And that was my biggest concern. And they needed to be invested in what was going to happen and give permission for what they intended. And, you know, after all, we're all creating, and I believe this needed to be a co-creation. And I knew that we weren't going to change the planet by just peeling people on the table. And that was another concern I had. I was absolutely convinced when I heard a couple just leaving their appointments, they had them together, arguing on my front porch. They weren't experiencing any form of transformation. You know, it was physical, but there was no emotional. You know, there wasn't this beautiful sense of spirituality, and there had to be something more, okay? And that really, truly was the birth of intentions. I hadn't read it anywhere, and I just knew that it was important and gave greater meaning to the experience, and they would become a conscious part of the change. The people would become a conscious part of the change. And then I began the remote sessions because I really got... Doing people in my house was not that easy. And believe me, I mean, it was lovely and it was beautiful, but I had people calling me from all over, and the team developed mass units, et cetera. And, you know, that kind of all got put together, and I am very grateful for that. So when I would tell people they had to send intentions, I was fascinated by the different intentions that were sent. And you could really feel people who were coming to the session with an open heart when you'd read their intentions. Their desires were pure and deep. Other intentions were just factual. And as I suspected, their experiences during the sessions were quite different, as were the results. I'd encourage people to intend what they wanted to create in their lives as well as in their health. And when I say in their lives, I'm talking about on all levels, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I've seen more intentions than you can imagine, and I mean that sincerely. And then Bonnie came along, and it didn't take long for her to really get how important intentions were. What we started out with her original intentions were nothing compared to what she's got in the book. And so she got so into it because that's Bonnie. And so for every session, her intentions started growing and growing and growing. And eventually we ended up with 5 pages of intentions. And the team said to her, if we continue to read all of these intentions every session, we will greet you, do the invocation, read the intentions, and then say goodbye, because it was that just that long. So then we started affirming, because they were, and the intentions were absolutely beautiful. Those of you who've read the map, and I hope you all have, every intention was beautifully written with so much thought into exactly what she intended to create in her life. They were by category. They were by, I mean, it was brilliant. Brilliant, okay? What started out as a good idea ended up just with this marvelous thing that she put together. And, you know, Bonnie, if she gets something and she gets her teeth into it, she's going to take it right. And she's a stickler for every word, which is so beautiful because the meaning is there. There is no question. And they're amazing intentions, but they're her intentions. She has no problem with people using them, but does say that it's important that they speak totally to the person's intentions for their own lives. And I have a thing about not cutting and pasting, that if you're going to use the intentions, actually write them and feel them as you write them. I feel that that is of the utmost importance. Intentions aren't just for the team. Oh, sorry. Where was I? The nuances of intentions are so important, and they do come from your heart, or do they come from your heart, and did you spend time with them? And this is a big issue. You know, what do you really desire? This is the reason that we don't let people send intentions until the day before a session. One, they get lost because I get so much email. But more importantly, when I started this, it was always the day before the session so that people's higher selves had time to work with them. The team had already made a visit, etc. Things are going to come up while people are waiting to actually have their session. And it was really important for people to think about their lives prior to that. You know, what do you really desire? What are your deepest desires? You know? And intentions aren't just for the team. They are for you. Think of them as your letter to the universe. If you were writing to the universe or to God, Goddess, all that is, what would you say? How would you express your intentions? Because ultimately, that's what we're dealing with. Ultimately. How much thought have you put into them? You know? And then, drum roll, please. Thank you. Really read every intention and spend time to see if your beliefs match your intentions. And if not, you've got homework to do. That's not to say you don't use the intention, but you continue to work with them and really get in there, do the work. This is what I intend, but by writing my intention, I realize my beliefs are not in alignment. I have this going on or that going on that I haven't dealt with. This is the beauty of intention, and it takes you right to the big issue. Do I really believe that I can have this and I can create it? Do I really believe I can create this in my life? And if there's one bit of doubt, write down the beliefs that conflict with each intention. I have people that do this, and I'm always in awe of what they've written, and I can feel that they are working with their beliefs, okay? And the written intentions emit an energy and a synergy that is totally different when people come from their heart and they're really working on their intentions. It's so important. I can't begin to tell you how important it is. Your words carry energy, intent, emotion, and belief. And I watch people who move forward quickly and they take the time to do the work. We are on a planet of limitation. Our job is to remember who we are and to consciously create our lives. We've forgotten how powerful and magical we are. This is a process to help us to reclaim that power and that magic. And since the Squirrel and I had a little chat just prior to the session, we want to talk about emotional blockages.
I think we should, yes.
So, okay. It's really important when you are looking at your intentions, if this is the way you go in. If you look at your intentions, and you should be doing this for yourself anyway, whether you ever work with the team or not, all right, in direct fashion. But, and work with them every day, read them every day, so important. Flow energy to them, so important. Just as you would flow to a belief that you've changed, you flow it to your intentions, okay? They literally intertwine. And, but emotional blockages, if things are coming at you over and over and over again. People are unkind. You find that you can't trust them. You find, you know, squirrel will let you jump in at all, anywhere you want here. Whatever it is, okay, that's coming at you, and I have to tell you, if it's coming at you, it's you. It's you. It's your creation that you haven't dealt with coming at you if you haven't dealt with it.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I guess what we all want to know is, what's the best way to deal with our emotional blockages that come at us over and over again?
Well, first of all, and you have to look at, what would I have to be feeling for this to be happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll use trust as an example. I can't trust people. Okay, well, you're the creator of your reality. If you can't trust people, then you need to look at whether or not you trust yourself.
Right, but even if you say, well, some people are trustworthy. I mean, maybe I don't think all people are. And I can trust.
No, but if you're having those experiences and you know, okay, where
right,
you're having enough experiences.
Right. What I'm saying is sometimes even just saying and changing the belief outright by saying it, it doesn't seem to make the shift. You know, I mean,
okay,
I can't trust myself. And you change the belief to, I can trust myself. And then you sit there and the reality.
Well, okay, that's
okay,
the first stage.
Okay.
But then you have to look at, if you don't trust yourself, then you have to look at, why not?
Yeah.
Okay? Why not? What have you done that needs to be forgiven?
Okay.
That's the next step. You see, it's not a single process.
Okay. That's what,
because it's always a matrix of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then it is, are you blaming people? They did it to me. That's an insidious gas. It will leak into your entire reality. Blame will always. Self-forgiveness. Everybody needs to work on self-forgiveness. Everyone. Trust. Huge issue. For many people, they don't trust themselves. They don't trust their reality. And they don't trust their reality because they don't trust themselves. Seriously.
I know. I mean, I'm laughing because it just reminds me of a catch 22, you know.
It is a catch 22. And that's why it's, you know, I will say this over and over again. If you get to an emotional issue and you go, I don't trust anybody. Okay? I can't love it. You know, I don't, where is love? Okay. Well, first of all, you got to love yourself. Loving yourself. Lazarus.com. Type in loving yourself and see what comes up. Or just type in love. Forgiveness. Type in forgiveness. Boom. He's got a brilliant tape. In the beginning, Lazarus created an absolute framework of unhooking consciousness. These are titles. Self-esteem. Self-worth, self-value, trust, forgiveness, consciously creating success, I deserve, feeling flawed. These are all, the foundation of Lazarus's work. And there's more, by the way. But these are issues that everybody should have those tapes in their library or download them now. You can download them now. They didn't do that when I was getting them. That was a long time
ago. I know, you had
to
sit there and check your mailbox about 4 days, right?
No, actually, you bought a tape. Yes, you did.
So I mean, you had to wait for the physical
yes, you
item
did.
To arrive,
and they were
now
cassette
you can download
tapes.
It.
That's correct. These are, to me, the most important tapes out there. Ending Shame, okay, whole series of four. It's so important that you get to the crux of what's standing in the way. Codependence and the Negative Ego, a brilliant tape. It could have saved me a lot of money and a lot of heartache if I had found that tape before I got into a relationship. So, rage, let's see, what is it? Rage, envy, and can't remember. But this tape is a, it has a beautiful thing on there to do to be able to give the rage out, to get rid of the rage. And so many of you are carrying feminine rage. It's brilliant. Type in rage, it'll take you right there. But these are the emotional blockages that, they're big. They are big. You know, you can go to events, but at this stage, at this timing now, and yes, there are events that tie to some of this, past lifetimes, etc. But the most important thing you do is you do it for you now. Okay? If there's an overriding situation that bleeds into everything you do that you can't get to with the foundational material, then you need to look at other lifetimes or where it could be generating from. But I will say these are really core. This is foundational work for all of you. And it's so critical right now because this is the year. You know, Lazarus keeps saying it. I absolutely know it. I can feel it. That we're all going to look back on and say that was the most important year, not 2012. This was the year, the critical year. Okay. And that's why he calls it a year of gratitude. Because the opportunities for amazing change are literally woven into this year. So it's the time to really get down and focus on what you want to do, what you want to change, what you intend. And remember, come with your heart. The frequency of an intention imbued from your heart has so much power. It's not mechanical. It's not mechanical, I promise you. That's probably the most important thing I could tell everybody. And I've seen it, I don't know, we have 14,000 sessions, something like that, some crazy number. I quit counting. And, but I have seen it over and over and over again. First time somebody has a session, and you could feel the energy of their intentions, and it just, there's a frequency, a harmony that I can't really explain to you, but this, you know, goes to the thing that I've always said, everything is imbued. Those intentions are imbued, and when they're imbued, because the person writing them really felt them. Not the kind of intentions that say, I want $1 million or anything like that.
What? No.
Well, it doesn't mean you can't create prosperity, okay? But, you know, we're not taking orders here. You know, $1 million for you and $1 million for you. It's like, I intend to create a beautiful, abundant life, et cetera, et cetera. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability to create abundance in your life.
Now, is Bonnie writing a new book on abundance?
She is. She is in process with abundance. We're very excited.
I know.
So, and it's flowing. And very exciting. Very exciting. So, and this book is even going to have a bigger pop to it. I can feel it. So, I'm very excited about it. And I think it's the total of 7 books that she'll be writing. Minimum, you know, she just produces. She's amazing, and she does it so elegantly.
She sure does. I mean, it's amazing, and I always go back and look at the map. You know, my Bible.
I have people that are reading it for the 5th time, and I mean that are really, really, really doing the work, and I see their lives transforming, and I see their businesses transforming, and it's just. It's so thrilling, for everybody. Okay, we have questions, Squirrel?
We do have a question tonight. We do.
Okay, good.
Good, yeah.
All right. I'm putting my glasses on and I'm in the dark. Okay, let me go into the channel here.
Okay.
And Squirrel, take it out, you know, give us a few minutes before 5 till, because we have to be up.
I know. I'm seeing
and
that now. I'm looking at my clock on my computer.
They're not going to let me stay on channel long tonight anyway. I'm going.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. All right, everyone, welcome. Welcome to you, dear Squirrel.
Thank you.
Welcome to all of you listening, whether just tonight or whenever you listen to this broadcast. Intentions. Whoa. Now, we want you to understand that intentions, all right, the way you do them on Earth, all right, writing them out and thinking and feeling and so on, to create future things. Well, many of you hope they happen instantaneously. But on every level and dimension, there are also intentions. Now, for some, it's an intention in each moment because everyone's in the now moment. And for some who have specific things that they're working on, some involved in first contact on Earth and so on and so forth, those are intentions as well. So intentions aren't something that you use just on Earth. They are a tool of creation. A tool of creation. God, think about this. Intended for all of you, a cell in the body of God, to be experiencing. That's intention. Bigger intention, but nevertheless an intention. There has to be intention before manifestation. And you can say, well, I didn't intend for that car to hit me. But you're a creator. So perhaps you allowed it, because you didn't have an intention that you always save. And you can embellish that one tremendously, but before you leave the house, intend safety. One of your intentions should be that you are always in a perfect, safe place, etc., etc. So you can talk to our channel about that, who had 2 car accidents in a week. She wasn't grounded. She didn't set her intentions before she went out. She couldn't blame anyone. She knew she was. It was her creation. Yes, it was allowed, but had she been proactive like she knows to be, more than likely it wouldn't have happened. Now, we have a great deal of fun watching all of you awaken, reclaiming more and more of your power to create through intention, through your beliefs, through your expectations. Flowing energy is part of expectation. You take the time every day to flow energy towards what it is you're wanting to create. Flow energy to the beliefs you're changing, to the new beliefs, not the old ones. That's intention. Expectation. Many of you need to work on expectation. And you see, expectation then comes over here to emotion as well. What are my blocks that are getting in the way of my expectation, my emotional blocks? You have a fascinating reality on Earth. And you're all proving, absolutely proving, that you can step into the more of who you are, reclaim more and more of you, your power and your magic. And be responsible. Those ours have the ability to respond when you know that you have the ability to respond to your reality. You will find that your reality creation starts going exponential. But you have to believe in you, you see. And if you haven't forgiven yourself for something, you're going to have a hard time believing in you. It's such an exciting endeavor as you begin to understand the pieces. But remember, that spark is love, coming from this beautiful, open-hearted place. This is my intention. Developing a relationship with your higher self. Another piece, beautiful piece, level of intimacy, you see. Getting intimate with your intentions, getting intimate with your beliefs, getting intimate with yourself, getting intimate with your higher self. What you do when you do that, you create a sense of safety. And yes, responsibility. You're not fooling yourselves about where things need to change. You're taking responsibility to make the changes. And we applaud you for that. All right, Squirrel, you've got a question.
I do, and this comes from Yolanda. And she writes, "My dearest team, one of my desires is to be able to create a life I really love. one full of love, happiness, fun, joy, peace, harmony, and be prosperous and abundant. I have been writing my intentions, and they come from my heart, and yes, I have created wonderful things that I am so grateful for. But at times, I get really overwhelmed, and I don't know what blocks my reality creation or what are not only the beliefs that get in my way of creating them, but also my emotional blockages that separate me from what to say or want or intend. I have put myself on time out, so I can regroup myself and start again. What can I do to better my situation? With all my deepest love and gratitude, Yolanda.
Oh, dear Yolanda. Well, first of all, take an assessment. How do you really feel about your life? Now, there's a difference, dear one. In reality creation, you don't do denial. If you're doing denial and you have all these beautiful intentions and so on and so forth, but underneath that, you're carrying old feelings of hurt, anger, blame. Self-judgment, judgment of others. Those are emotional blockages that need to be changed. You see, and it's good to take a time out to reassess everything. That's actually a very smart thing to do. Not to escape it. We hope that you're continuing to work to reassess it. Do I really believe I can create this? Am I taking action steps in that direction? It's a fine line. We know lots of people who want to create abundance. But they continue to do what they've always done. And they don't make any changes in their lives. Or they have wonderful intentions. And they've changed beliefs. But there's no action. Emotional blockages. Make a list of the people in your life and how you really feel about them. Why you love them. Any resentment you have, any hurt, any anger, and any blame. Every single person in your life. This is very important. And we're talking your immediate family primarily. That would include mother, father, siblings, children, and your partner, husband, and wife. Look at that first. That's going to give you a wonderful clue to what you need to heal. Review your life. How did you feel growing up? How did you feel about yourself? How did you feel about mom and dad? How did you feel about your siblings? Are you carrying old hurts? Old resentments? Feeling that you weren't valued, appreciated, encouraged and loved. You see, these are all very big issues. You all know that you begin with mom and dad. project God and Goddess, and then project it out into your world. If Dad wasn't there for you in all the ways you needed, and husband isn't there for you in all the ways you need, well, there's a direct correlation. Mom's love is expected. Unfortunately, in families, all right, mom's love isn't always shown equally to all the children, all right? That can set up tremendous dichotomy and interesting issues between siblings and mom. Same thing with dad. If dad treats children different, right? Because children, doesn't matter how old they are, they can be 50, are always going to seek parental approval. If they never got parental approval, then they're still doing that. These are all things that can get in your way. We talked about a lot of others earlier. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Remember, you can't change anyone. You can only change you, your beliefs, and your intentions. We've seen it over and over and over again, where people's realities do change. And Yolanda, you've come a very long way. Very long way. You should be very, very happy about all that you've accomplished. Now, Squirrel, how are we on time?
We have about a minute and a half.
Okay, well then we're going to wrap it up. Yolanda, we hope this has been helpful to you. We love you so, dear. Thank you for sending in your question. We encourage all of you, by the way, to send in questions. We so love doing that, and the channel will stop talking so long if we have more questions. And everybody learns by people's questions. You'll be surprised how many people are the answers that are given. Learn something new. Now, we'd like to work with all of you tonight to help you to discover your blockages, to open your hearts, to review your intentions, to go back and look at all the beliefs that you've changed. And perhaps some of you want to make the same list that we told Yolanda to make. Include in there ex-spouses, by the way, ex-boyfriends. We love you all so very much. We're so excited to see how things unfold for all of you during this year. Squirrel, we love you as always. We thank you
thank you very much. Too. Oh, thank you.
And we thank you for the work you do every day, sending out all of these things to everybody. They're spreading a lot of love.
It's my joy.
Bless you, dear one. Know that we love all of you very, very much. And until we speak with all of you again in this format, namaste, dear ones.
Namaste.
Oh, actually, I wanted to stay in channel. It felt kind of good.
Hi, welcome back, Jackie. We're still here.
Thank you. Okay. Good night, everybody. We love you so very much. Good night, Squirrel. Much love to you, honey.
Good night, Jackie. Good night, everyone. Peaceful dreams.